Well, a God morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. So, I made the mistake of watching some religious television this week. And the preacher was saying, you know, we got to love the Lord. And, you know, he said, in order to do that, you have to spend time with the Lord. And, you know, for 30 minutes, he preached, and he never once told us how to spend time with the Lord and how to love the Lord. For 17 years, we have, at the God School, attempted to put God on display that we might find through his word how faithful he is. Today, I want to go to a man whom God said of David, he was a man after his own heart. I want to go to a psalm. Now, this is a psalm that is read and quoted during the time of Passover. And let's get into it, see where it brings us. Psalm 116. I have every confidence it's a Psalm of David. And it begins by saying, I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications. The getting down to the literal of the Hebrew, what he's saying is, I desire, I breathe after the Lord, because he has heard my voice and my supplications. That word supplication includes humility. Whatever we ask of God, we have to say, like Jesus said, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications, because he's inclined his ear unto me. Therefore, I will call upon him as long as I live. And there might be some of you out there saying, you know, I tried this, Don. And, you know, it seems like God's not listening. Hey, folks, I've been at this for over 40 years. And, you know, I can give the testimony that, you know, as I began this journey of faith and saw some of God's promises, you know, there wasn't immediate action, you know. What, God's not out here looking for friends. He's not out there looking for friends. He is looking for people who will trust him in spite of circumstance we may encounter in our life. Now listen to this guy's situation. Listen to David's situation. He says, I love the Lord because he's inclined, because he's heard my voice and my supplications, because he has inclined his ear unto me, and therefore I'll call upon him as long as I live. And what's the response to this guy who has supplicated himself with humility to God, knowing God has inclined his ear to him and has an attitude that he's going to continue his giving voice to his supplications to God as long as he lives. Here's what David has to say. The sorrows of death compass me about. The pains of hell get hold about me. I found trouble and sorrow. Do you know, as you become more and more aware of God's presence and continue in this relationship with God, our Father, you become a target in this world? The pain and the distress of hell get hold about me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord, and righteous, tzedekah, that is, a covenant-keeping God, a covenant-keeping Lord, a covenant-keeping Father. Gracious. God gives unmerited favor is the Lord, and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. That word has to do with our God is loving deeply. The Lord preserves the simple. I was brought low, and boy, can I testify to that. And he helped me. I would remind the audience at the God School, that name, Jesus, it is a contraction of Jehoshua. Hoshua means helper. J is a contraction for Jehovah. Jesus, God, our helper. And he helped me. With that understanding, David talks to himself. He says, return unto thy rest, O my soul. For the Lord has dealt bountifully with me. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from failing. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. You know what godliness is? Godliness. It is a continual awareness of the presence of God. I'm telling you, if you will hold this in your mind, in the mind God has given you, you will come like David to say, gracious is the Lord and righteous, and our God is merciful. Verse 10 says, I believed, therefore I have spoken. You know what this word, the Hebrew word in this 10th verse being translated believe? The word is amen. I have no doubt, therefore I have spoken. I have no doubt in God's graciousness and righteousness and his deep love. I hope in your relationship, this Psalm of David, this man after God's own heart, will spur you on to ever increasing faith. I amen, therefore I have spoken. I was greatly afflicted. Affliction is not a sign that God is against you. I take it as a sign of God's kindness keeping me in faith, that is, grabbing hold of his promises and acting on them, not concentrating on some affliction. I might be experiencing. The affliction will pass. God's love will never pass to those who are in this trusting relationship with God. I said in my haste, all men are liars. Read Romans 3. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. And I don't know if you've noticed, if you've been listening recently, more and more, I'm concentrating on that name of God, our Father. For he deeply loves his children. I will take the cup of salvation, and I'll call upon the name of the Lord. This probably would be a good time or a good verse to take with us as we partake of the table of the Lord or the communion table. As we take that cup, which is the cup of salvation purchased by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Then David says something very interesting. He says, I'll pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. You know, giving of good things in this life is an intricate and I have every confidence, a most important activity that a Christian should be involved with. You know, Don, you're saying I've got to be a giver. Look, I had a pastor for 25 years. I am blessed by still having so many of his messages. But he spent 52 weeks in a row teaching on the importance of giving in the Christian's life. Is that a law? No. What it is it says, in the 12th verse, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits? It is an earthly recognition of all the benefits that God has bestowed on us. It's a simple activity. God loves, 2 Corinthians tells us, I believe it's the 8th chapter, that God loves the hilarious giver. Is that, Don, what this message is all about? No. But it's part and parcel of this Christian walk, of this walk by faith, not by sight. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Here's it. To those who are, I'm trying to get the words out here. This is a strange verse, but I hope that we can bring some light to it. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. This word precious in the Hebrew, it's heavy, it's weighty, it's glorious. Colossians 3:5 says, therefore, consider the members of your earthly body dead. If you will do this, this is precious in the sight of the Lord. For God has given his children, and not everyone walking in shoe leather is a child of God, in spite of so much liberal teaching that goes on in the church today. Paul's admonition is, consider the members of your earthly body as dead. This is the beginning of a life of faith. Let me back. It's not the beginning. But as we spend time with our Father, as we learn more and more of his word, I'd like to bring you to another couple of verses that have to do with this word precious. In 1 Peter, 1st chapter, 7th verse, it says that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried in the fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. I amen. Therefore I have spoken. I was greatly afflicted, that the trial of your faith, being more precious than gold. 2 Peter, also, you find this word precious. In the fourth verse of 1 Peter 1, it says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust, that is, you know, be more concerned about your earthly body than you are that new nature that God gives to men and women of faith. And faith is acting on the precious promises of God. David now gives a prayer. Oh Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thy handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds from the care of this world. A name of the Lord is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord provides. Hey, I'm going through some things right now that, you know, financially, I'm not crying poor mouth, but circumstance attempts to get me concerned about where income is coming from. But I know the name of the Lord, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord provides. He says, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaid. You know, in earthly circumstance, this is the lowest of the low. A servant of servants. But thou hast loosed me from my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Paul tells us that in everything, give thanks unto God. For this is his will in Christ Jesus concerning you. I will offer thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving. You know, when we truly love the Lord, when we are aware of his presence, we cannot help but be thankful for his grace, for his gift of faith, for his Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He says sacrifice of thanksgiving. That might mean there might be circumstance where we don't think we need to be thankful. He says, this, go beyond, sacrifice, give it up. Thanksgiving to God. And we'll call upon the name of the Lord. Father, there's another verse that I'd like to take you to. Sorry, I thought I had the place marked, but must have missed the piece of paper. Give me 1 second, please. Oh, goodness. Going the wrong way. Listen to Paul's declaration found in the 14th chapter of the book of Romans, the 8th verse. It says, for whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord. His church, the Lord's, the possession of God. In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, David, where once the temple of the Lord existed, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. How do you spend time with God? How do you fall in love with God? Spending time in His Word, wherein we learn more and more of His will. And this phrase found in the 15th verse of Psalm 116, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. When we give up this fleshly concern and commit it to God, as we consider our earthly members, as dead, it is precious in our Father's sight. You can hear this and 900 other messages at thegodschool.com. If you're listening and this message has meant anything to you, please make a comment in the comment section at thegodschool.com. And that's the God School for today.